We shall now stand and sing the gradual hymn, hymn number 172, Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken. We will sing verses 1 before the gospel and verses 2 after the gospel.
To the good news proclaimed in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 21, and I start reading from verse 23. Glory to Christ our Saviour. Jesus entered the temple courts, and while he was teaching, the chief priests and elders of the people came to him. By what authority are you doing these things, they asked, and who gave you this authority? Jesus replied, I will also ask you one question. If you answer me, I will tell you by what authority I am doing these things. John's baptism, where did it come from? Was it from heaven or from men? They discussed it among themselves and said, if we say from heaven, he will ask, then why didn't you believe him? But if we say from men, we are afraid of the people, for they all hold that John was a prophet. So they answered Jesus, we don't know. Then he said, neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things. What do you think about this? There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first and said, son, go and work today in the vineyard. I will not, he answered. But later he changed his mind and he went. Then the father went to the other son and said the same thing. He answered, I will, sir, but he did not go. Which of the two did what his father wanted? The first, they answered. Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth. The tax collectors and the prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you to show you the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes did. And even after you saw this, you did not repent and believe in him. This is the gospel of Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. We may be seated. And it's wonderful to be able to say, you may be seated, and people actually sit. The live streams become, you may be seated, and everybody's, two people are looking at you. So it's wonderful to see you, even if I just see your eyes viewing me, I will view you back. And so it's great to be here. So if we look a little bit at the gospel reading, it was the week we now call Holy Week. The palm branches from a couple of days before were withering on the side of the road. The money changers from yesterday's uproar in the temple were setting up their tables outside of the courtyard, trying to be inconspicuous as possible in case that crazy, angry lunatic of a Jesus came back and destroyed what they had set up. They were cleaning up the mess that he had left behind. And this had probably taken them a couple of hours to do. The withered fig tree was now lying on the compost heap, and Jesus was gathering his followers to speak to them about the kingdom of God. Jesus knew his time was short. Every word had to count, and it had to bring meaning to those who he was engaging with at this time. The temple was still the best place for him to be teaching his disciples, even though he knew that the rulers and priests did not appreciate the lessons that he offered. His start with them had been when he was a 12-year-old talking with the rabbis of this very place. His questions and ideas disturbed the leaders of the temple way back then already. He was a threat to them, and they were becoming a real threat to him. But no other place would do. So Jesus led the disciples from Bethany straight to the temple in Jerusalem. This is just a little bit of a background taken from the beginning part of chapter 21, so that we all now in a little bit of the know as to where they have come from, the setting as to where we find ourselves today. Jesus entered the temple courts, and while he was teaching the chief priests and the elders, the people came to him. "By what authority are you doing these things?" they asked. "And who gave you this authority?" We read in verse 23 of today's gospel. The leaders who had ruled the Jerusalem temple, they enjoyed the power that they had. They liked the respect shown to them in the streets as they walked through the markets. They loved being the ones in authority. And there was this unschooled carpenter teaching right under their noses something that he knew that only God, somebody who was intimately in a relationship with God, would probably understand and be able to teach. This Jesus, they knew, could easily turn the people away from the temple, away from the control of the high priests and the scribes. He taught with authority. But who had authorized him? Certainly not the temple leaders. Just who did he think he was? Too often we are confused about authority. We misunderstand it to be based on credentials and expertise. We put together thick resumes and curriculum vitae as we apply for jobs. We want years of education, success and accomplishment, status and reputation, or the position held in a relationship is in relationship to where we find another person. We too often assume that authority comes from outside a person, and that it is given to them by their circumstances. If we view authority in this way, we seem to be saying that some have authority and others simply do not. A little like the chief priests and the elders, we ask, who do you think you are? What gives you the right to tell me what to do? And then the famous one that we've either heard from our children or grandchildren, you're not the boss of me. And I've heard it many a time, and my response simply is, and I stole the response years ago, I brought you into this world and I will take you out. A little bit of play with power here. The theologian David Luce reminds us that there's essentially one thing we need to keep in mind about authority. It's given. This is the difference between power, having the strength of will or muscle, be it financial or other, to accomplish something, and authority. Being authorized to act by one who holds the actual power. the author. Sometimes authority comes from a different direction. Instead of it being handed down from above, it gets handed up from below, from people who submit themselves to others' authority. In either case, authority is given. It is not tended for, it is not stolen, it does not wield power. It is given. And there are a few things some really don't like. Some of us don't like being corrected. We don't like others correcting us or telling us what to do. We hear this very clearly as the chief priests and the elders challenge Jesus. By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority? We see it in the refusal of the two sons who were sent to the vineyard. And yet there's another authority issue at play in today's gospel. That is our failure. And sometimes our refusal to recognize, claim, and exercise the authority within each one of us, that which has been given to us. So if you think God is the boss of you, you've misunderstood authority. God is not the boss of you. He is not the boss of me. God is our author. Every day, God authorizes us to enter and sends us out into the vineyard to act in this world with his authority and on his behalf, through the gifts that he has bestowed on each one of us. So there's no hiding at this point. True authority always comes from within. It is a God-given gift and quality. And that's what the chief priests and elders failed to understand. Maybe that's why Jesus was always so aggravated or agitated with these religious leaders. They choose to exchange their God-given authority for human power. And sometimes we do that as well. Isn't that what's happening in much of our world today? In the absence of true authority, there will always be power struggles. We need only to look at the chaos in our own political system and the political parties at this time. We need to look at wars throughout the world, look at conflicts in our relationships. They are really about power, not authority. Our leaders exercise power, but very few exercise authority. In the exercise of power, we look at our own interests. In the exercise of authority, we look to the interests of others. Think about the people who hold authority for you. They are not concerned about themselves. They don't dominate or control you. They simply inspire you. They expand your world. They open new possibilities, bring new life and gifts into your life, things that you never, ever knew existed within you. These people assist you quietly to reevaluate your life, change your mind, and to live a different and new life. This is where the authority of Jesus Christ lay, not in some power game that would bring him prestige and wealth and respect of other people. The authority of Jesus was worked out in a life of service. We need only to look at our own and within our own parish. There are people who have no leadership positions, no title, no theological credentials, and yet they have such authority. We see it in their compassion and their gentleness. We hear it in the way they pray and the prayers that they offer to and for us. We feel it in their love for us and for other people. That's what authorities do. It's not about them, and it doesn't come from them. All authority originates in God. God shares his authority with us. The authority God shares with us is nothing less than his own divine characteristics. This is the expression and manifestation of God's life in and through our own. This shared authority exists in us and is revealed by us in the many and varied gifts that we walk around with. Those gifts which God has imparted into each of our lives. This means everyone, each single one of us sitting here today listening in, has authority. As your priest, I don't have more authority than you. I do not have better authority than you. I just have different authority. God gives us gifts and authority which is unique to our lives. And each of our lives are unique in an image of who God is. God is generous. God is extravagant. God is, that is what God is, with the gifts that he gives us and the authority that he shares. And so there is no one without authority. The difference isn't that some have authority and others don't. The difference, however, is that some recognize and exercise their authority and others do not. God knows and sees the authority that he has given to us, and he waits for us to see and for us to know it and to embrace it. And when we do, we change our mind and we go out into the vineyard. Amen.